Welcome to Mr. Black Pasta's Bloody Basement. I'm Mr. Black. Isn't that cool? This is my show, where we talk about God knows what. Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you! No, fuck you! Fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
I've got no time for my fears.
Leave me the fuck alone!
They fade away, but they won't disappear,
Bloody Basement Podcast.
I'm Mr. Black Pasta.
Of course, my mic's on fire. Hey, shh. Not me, Mr. Bean Pasta.
Mr. Mr. Bean Pasta.
Who the fuck eats bean pasta like?
Oh, Mr. Bean Pasta.
Welcome to the Bloody Basement Podcast, Episode 5. I'm Mr. Black, and joining me is talented singer-songwriter Jordan O'Keefe. It is funny, actually. And the owner of Contact Media, Irish Joe. Both of these guys are from Derry, Northern Ireland, where I've been living for the past 13 years, but I'm from Arkansas, home of the Razorbacks, so go Pigs. How's it going, guys?
Well, grand, but you're wrong. Actually, he's from Londonderry. I'm from Derry.
Oh,
well, we started
already.
We're starting
like that.
Or we could do good cross community called London Dura, whatever floats you.
Are you going any holidays anytime soon, Joe? Or you got anything planned? You go to Turkey like 17 times a year.
Well, going back.
Actually, I think you go to Turkey that much now that you go to Derry sometimes.
Isn't the place you go to is Turkey?
No. We just don't put it online all the time. We're just back from the Canary Islands, and we'll be going to. We're planning New York and Paris as our big ones, but we'll definitely be going to...
Have you ever thought about going on a cruise?
I'm nearly sure I was talking.
I tell you what, this podcast is going to end up
getting heated.
This mic over his head.
I really thought that having Joe and Jordan together would be a nice thing, but I think that there's going to be a fist fight.
I get that fucking hand out of me. Be up your hole.
Don't leave me hanging.
Be up your hole. conversation.
No, but it was just like... I was sorry, Jordan. I apologize that the middle of my conversation interrupted the start of yours.
I was actually having a conversation with you. I thought we were having cross community here. I fucking feel like I'm back to German home.
Especially showing off your tattoos and all Union Jacks. No, well, that's the plan. We actually did. We considered a cruise a couple of times. My dad, we were always on about going on a family cruise. And then when we brought our living in America and working, it was kind of just up in the air.
See, I fuck family cruises, fuck family holidays.
So nobody in your family likes you.
That's probably the problem.
What? Fuck family holidays.
Fuck family holidays.
The best holiday I ever had in my life was when I went with my family.
What age were you though?
I was about 16.
Oh, well, that's different.
But too soon.
When you're old enough and you're sex with your missus, you don't be in the fucking
air October. I'm going on a cruise now in October with my mum, my dad, my brother. And his...
Right, Joe, can you put those off, please?
Joe, fuck
definitely.
Me, that.
That would be great if you could put it on
listen,
silent.
They're beeping away here like a fucking smoke alarm.
Is it on silent?
That's not my phone. Justin's sitting no, well,
he's been here
again.
Only man I know with two phones. That's a bad sign there.
See, Siva said this on the last one, too. Mrs. B said Joe
he's selling more on TVs that
this
way.
Is a business. This is a business and my phone. And, I mean, this is my business. This is my business and my personal.
What's a meth phone?
A meth?
Sell meth?
It's a smell phone.
Fucking American.
Yeah. Sorry, so I, but I'm going to win out this time with my girlfriend, my brother, his girlfriend, and mum and my dad, it's going to be fucking unbelievable, man.
Really?
You go on a cruise, right, you pay $50 a day, I think it is. Now, you know you don't drink. Do you drink, Joe?
No.
What? No. Well, then, for the well, for fucking
what's going on with this can of custard over here?
Dude,
for fuck's sake. Mister, let's hurry up and get the podcast over with so I can go see my wife. And he's sitting fucking eating like a big fucking infant.
Only man I know to eat a ton of custard.
Oh, it's far nicer than
cold.
It is though. It is nicer cold, but out of the tin's nicer, definitely.
I know.
What?
Tin in the fridge. Yeah. Absolutely. Just to get the tins and stock them in the fridge.
These boys are weird. But anyway, you go on the cruise and you pay $50 a day and you can drink as much as you want. Grey Goose.
Really?
Grey Goose, you want Grey Goose vodka? I'll have a double Grey Goose and fucking Red Bull. No bar, you can drink that all day.
And the holiday's only $7,000 a person, so it... You know.
It's not.
By a house.
Well, the whole holiday together is about between 3,000 and 4,000.
Oh, really? Yeah,
that's
jeez.
Up.
For everybody. For how many people?
No, not for everybody.
That's each.
For each, man.
No, for fuck's sake, it wasn't far off then.
Well, no, but how's that? 2 seconds, but that's your one. If you want to have a bike, like I'm telling you, we're going to Miami for.
Have you gone to a cruise before? Have you?
Lovely, you can go surfing on the cruise. You can go fucking. There's bar, really? Comedy clubs. There's fucking. There's free food.
That's
all
the one
want.
Big massive one.
That's the biggest cruise ship in the world.
It sounds like there would be slums on that cruise. Do you know what I mean? You'd be walking around going, oh, don't be going in that area. That's the rough area. I don't know how you can have rough areas on a boat, but like there must be.
Oh, kidding. Oh, like,
there is because I've seen Titanic.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
Interesting fact about Titanic. Did you know that it was predicted in a novel that came out years before the Titanic actually sank? And it was called, the boat in the book was actually called the Titan. And it sank exactly the same way. It was out well before the Titanic. Did you not know that?
No.
That's really, it was something the Titan.
So is your telling the boat was the Titan. There's a conspiracy behind this?
Mm. By the way, that wee woman sure too. The wee fucking woman that tells about the planes and all, so she says that there's going to be 2 massive birds that's going to hit the Twin Towers.
Yeah, oh my god, you're talking about Boba.
She's about 80 odd.
She's
blind.
She's dead. She says, oh, the world's going to end. And every time I go on fucking Facebook, the world's going to end.
I know.
Because of Facebook.
Aye, that's
because of Facebook.
That's what's causing the world ending. No, you're on about, what do you call it, Boba? Boba something or she was
Boba
a prophet. She was from fucking
Shanti.
She was from fucking Turkey or somewhere like that. I can't remember exactly where she's
Joe
from.
Wasn't aware,
she lived in a cave and she was blind.
I met her. I've got selfies where.
She died in the '90s. That'd be very hard for you. Were you born 95?
She predicted it.
When were you born? Actually,
87.
87, and you?
94.
Fuck me, I'm 85. So I'm 9 years older than you. That's weird.
Isn't it?
Do you get naked in the gym and just walk about?
No, that I fuck.
No, you do, don't you?
I do.
Yeah,
I'm not
do
really on that. No,
I have a big dick, so I don't mind.
I know. Well, you mean, no, definitely not. That's a fucking lie.
Don't tell me that you're geared. To me,
I
said it now.
He's pushing it. He is fucking. No, just
we'll get him back here. I've got something like that.
I love just doing the helicopter around the gym. That's right, lads. And as you used to, they're looking up in. Swap land on the roof.
Looks like there's a strobe on you.
No, I might just do this yet to me. So,
come put your clothes on.
I used to put your clothes on, Joe. Chatting away, in the chimney, we're chatting, the boys are getting cheese out of her. And I used to be standing just now, fully naked, and all that's a crack, and drying myself. Hey, man, put your fucking clothes on.
No, do you know what he used to do? He'd come over, be chatting to me, right? And he's doing this. He's bending over. His ass is in my face. Fucking bending over. I'm going, man, get your wee fucking spotty ass out of my face.
Be like, here, just don't dry my feet and I wipe me crack.
That's where the belly button joke came from. Remember that?
Fuck out there, boys.
Joe's belly button is this
big. I go in the gym and just get shirt and get changed and I'm out there.
Yeah, same. No,
I take a hand of the boys though too.
No, I can stand there, but I don't be fucking walking around. No, what's happening? What are you having for your dinner?
Aye,
they're seeing that there. Nothing.
Over spudding boys. No, what's happening, big
he
man?
Stands eating. He stands eating.
Get a delivery. Pizza.
Palos or
that's
that
no joke
gym?
Though, but you go to the cinema and order pizzas.
Do you?
And sit in the cinema on his own.
No, I
have.
On his own. Ordering Domino's.
I'll tell you something. I was working in a Pike and Palms kitchen. I only worked there for about 2.5 weeks because, for one, it wasn't for me. But anyway, Joe came fucking around one day. Jesus, what's the crack and all? He come round trying to wing 2 free tackles. I get gives another one of them one and I try one of them ones there. And then the boy knows that Kevin walks away and he's all, hey, Mare, see if you can get me involved with him. I'll get you a wee cut and all. I fucking wise up to.
Like, that's a typical
dairy. What do you want me to do again? What
that's
do you want
a
me to
typical
do again?
Dairy thing. No, somebody,
what
so dairy, here.
No, what did you want me to do again? You wanted me to get him to advertise in your thing, wasn't it? That's
and
what
then
it was.
I
mentioned it, but it's just how many fuck
didn't long change it there, did I?
Well, I've got a few topics I want to talk about today. I want to talk about some things that just to see what your opinions are on them. And one of the things we'll start light. Very light. So I have a question that I've always asked myself for a long time, and it may sound stupid, but I think it's a legitimate question. Right, so my question for you guys is, do dogs bark in different languages and accents in different countries?
My response to that is, you're definitely smoking too much weed.
Well, think about it. So what's the difference then, Jordan? What's the difference between having a different accent and living in Derry and having a different accent and living in America and the dogs that are from America?
You know, you don't hear a fucking dog barking slightly with a French twang, do you?
Okay, Joe, what do you think?
But then again, but also, funnily enough, whenever somebody in Spain says something to a dog and they say it in their language, they listen. Maybe they can read the way somebody says something and the way that they mean. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's like, I think it's like every, it's like every, you practice, you become good at it. You keep training the dog, tell it what to do, it does it. Like our wee white dog Bella, she barely understands us because she's brought on from Sweden.
Really?
She's brought on from Sweden.
But that's different language. I mean, that's due to words and triggers. And even every language has a tone. You know, like, you take the Chinese, for example. Their whole language is a tone language. So that's why you hear that, nah, because they have to raise the pitch and lower it to make a certain word. So you could have something.
Really?
Yeah, and that's why it sounds the way it does. So ma means different than ma. It's all about the tone and the pitch.
Know,
so if a dog
right.
is used to the pitch, and I think personally that that's probably what dogs are more used to, is the pitch of something and the way you say something, you know.
Because it's like, if you're getting on to me or not, like someone here roaring at you, and it depends how they're roaring at you and how they're really roaring at you.
Yeah, because I could look at my dog and I could be like, Toodles, are you a good girl? Are you a good girl? And she thinks she's done something wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So she clearly doesn't understand the actual words of everything I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right.
But in dogs' own language, would they bark in a different accent here than they would in America?
Mm. Just as you're saying, I'd like the wee, do you mind the French boy that I got over there, I let him stay in my house?
Maybe.
And he fire hosed the driveway and all in my backyard and all.
Sounds familiar.
Pita or something like that, do you call them? He was telling me about that. Was it? I think it's en putain. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, merde.
But they would be like, what's it be? Like, if you had your hammer, he's ah, putain. And then something made you really, really good food, and you just took a taste, and you're like, oh, putain. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think that's similar to us as well.
Yeah.
Like, shit, or shit.
Aye.
You know, even damn is another one, you know?
The Bloody Basement Podcast. By Mr. Black Pasta.
Well, actually, Psychology Today says no, dogs all bark in a universal tone understood by all dogs. So that's the general, you were actually spot on. Sorry, with that,
yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah, there you go. Never far wrong myself.
I knew that.
Yeah. But that's interesting you say about the dog coming from Sweden, because, yeah, naturally, it wouldn't quite understand.
Do you the answer to these questions?
Oh, yeah, I've done my research, man.
Right,
I've got some.
Days, right? I just thought you were just blabbering shit. And
No. I do a bit of research for these.
A podcast about fucking dogs and languages and...
It's not quite the fart murder, is it?
Oh, no. My God. Fuck up. Fucking weirdo.
By the way, let's talk about death farts.
What?
Death farts.
Is that not the same as fart? The fart
no,
murder?
No. Death farts are completely different.
You?
When you die, the muscles in your lower half start to release, and you fart quite a lot.
Not really just farting. You shit yourself and piss yourself.
Well, normally when you're embalmed, that probably comes out too as well. But other gases from when you start to...
when you're what? Bombed?
Embalmed? Embalmed?
Embalmed?
No,
like,
not like...
me every weekend when I piss and shit myself.
Not like taking coke or meth or heroin.
That's right. I don't do any of that.
Me either. Only heroin the odd time. Bit of H. So inside you, as you start to deteriorate as well, more starts to come out gas-wise. So, yeah, dead people fart probably more than we do on a day-to-day basis.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, you're pretty bad. You're rotten, aren't you?
I am bad, like.
They would, but it's terrible.
Mine's have got... Tell me this here. Have any of you noticed the older you get, the worse they get?
No.
No? I'm telling you now, there's been...
Would
a
you drink flat out, though?
Aye, that's the thing. Aye, maybe it's a drink.
Like, is that adds to a hop?
Mm.
What do you mean?
A hop?
The hop in it, yeah. Does that cause flatulence?
But see, I don't drink really beer or...
And not any type of drinking. See, the next day when you have to be... When you're going for a hop, it lasts a few days.
Aye.
You know what a hop is?
What? Yeah.
No, I don't.
Hangover poo.
Hangover poo, yes it is.
Oh,
hangover
God.
Yes, I
oh
know,
my
but,
God.
But that's right.
Brings
but
a whole like, new meaning to the word IHOP.
See, because I'd be eating shit too. Like, I mean, see if I had like a week, bad week of fucking drinking and eating crap, it would be awful. Like, it would be very, very bad.
No, I'm the opposite. See, when I eat healthy and eat clean, I'm rotten.
Really?
Proper fucking rotten.
It's a protein probably.
Aye, just proper. See, when I eat healthy and eat clean, I'd be stinking.
Aye.
So bad.
Yeah,
man.
Protein, well, yeah, would definitely
do
that for
sure. No, but this is not even, no, just, you, like, you're going to make, like, protein shakes and stuff.
No, protein's chicken.
No,
I know
that, but it's just, anytime I eat healthy, I'd be fucking
that's
rotten.
We need the vegetables too, man. See, broccoli. I steamed a broccoli, all right.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, man.
I would eat them all day.
They smell the same coming out as they do.
I cook broccoli, right? And I steam them. And the smell of the house.
Smell?
The smell was rotten.
Well, right. I have another question then.
What?
Should we pick our nose and eat the contents?
Never.
Yes.
Right,
well,
Jordan, why?
Right, is this, should we? Like, as in, is it healthy for us?
Should we, yeah.
P- Probably I might be. Why? But I would never do it because it's fucking disgusting.
No, well, I do.
And I have a mate, right? I have a mate that every time I see it,
fuck. Every time I see him,
and he'd just be, he'd be sitting staring at me talking about that, and he just picks at his nose and eats it. And
oh, I'd
be
like, no.
What are you doing?
What fuck a off. Fucking douche. No.
Like,
no.
Do it in your own time, Joe, but don't sit and have a conversation. I mean, I just start whopping them out.
I used to do that years ago, but I wouldn't do it now in front of people, but.
In front of people, so you
what
do
did
it,
you do? Do you think it just tastes minging?
No, it's mine.
Let's really be fun. Honest, I've had a night in the fucking tut, but he's fucking straight up there.
David, no, like, I mind years ago, like, oh, I would have just had it with no bother. It was just more habit than just picking my nose and stuff like that. But right in front of people having a false scale convo. But
is this as a
but,
kid?
But what
or
I mean is,
no, this would have been like,
seen if you were a wean, like, obviously, most of the time you just kept doing
20.
It.
No, it was like 18, 19, 20.
Aye, but you must have done it when you were a wean.
Aye, well, maybe, I may do it in primary school.
Why did you still do it whenever you were 18, 19? Why?
Because there's a habit of picking my nose. I don't and do it as much. Oh, I absolutely.
Really?
But, yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Is it a doubt? He's going,
it's good for you.
How do you know? What
is it? Good for you.
It's good, yes, it is.
Maybe it's not.
It stops you from getting cavities and things like that in your teeth. Look it up. It's good for you, man.
Well, Dustin's going to tell us here now.
To be honest, Joe's fucking disgusting, but he surprises me in every fucking podcast. He's right. He's actually right. Men's Health stated that, and I'm never fucking doing it, by the way. Don't do it and shake my hand, either one of you.
No, you should eat mine, not your own.
Oh, that's true.
Mine's
yeah.
is fucking, oh, it's your like, Hulk fuck, shit.
That's like, protein. That's where your farts are coming from.
Protein boogers.
Men's Health stated that a 2015 study conducted by MIT researchers claims that we probably should be picking our nose and eating what we find. The study found that boogers contain salivary mucins, which form a barrier on your teeth from bacteria that can cause cavities. So, very well done.
But I've never had a cavity in my life, so I don't really need to worry.
The saliva mucins are so effective that researchers are looking into synthetic mucus that they can put into chewing gum and toothpaste, which just sounds fucking disgusting.
No,
boogers and gum? A biological engineer professor at MIT stated that synthetic mucus might actually be a better alternative to antibiotics.
Go ahead, Edgel.
There's even evidence that the mucus can help prevent respiratory infections, stomach ulcers, and HIV.
What?
But it'll not cure your HIV. Not yours in general.
Yours would, but...
not fuck off.
Joe's would. Ours wouldn't. Ours is just not...
So, like stomach ulcers?
Yeah.
Your snot
can prevent. Now, prevent means stop them from occurring, from right. happening. I don't know... If that can,
I had a stomach ulcer once, and I'll tell you, no, it wasn't.
You started picking your nose. That's what happened. It was good for you.
No, I didn't.
An Austrian lung specialist reps booger munching benefits even further by stating that, in terms of the immune system, the nose is a filter which a great deal of bacteria is collected in, and when the mixture arrives in the intestines, it works just like medicine. So yeah, there you go. Joe's fucking gross and correct at the same time.
I kind of thought when I rebrought the question that yes, it would have been right, but
you know, I always thought myself as well growing up. The second I think in my teens,
hey, the proof's in the pudding.
They're looking well, Joe, for once, aren't I?
Never
better than them, aren't I?
No fallings are ever in my life.
Growing up,
I've never had a fall.
I always thought when you get your vaccines, based on the way it was explained to me, how that works, which is that they give you a bit of the dead virus, your body's able to study it and become immune to it. But until doing this podcast and doing this research, I did not know how healthy eating your boogers is, actually. I still will not be doing it, though.
Nah, neither will I.
No, not unless it's in tablet form, then I might...
You could pick them down, you could pick your nose, and if you collect it after a while, you could squash it into like a tablet form, like, sorry, I'm not even talking.
Fucking rotten. That's fucking rotten. Man.
Hey, look, I'm just trying to... Hey, we're all friends here.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
Here's my second question for you guys.
What?
Should we wash our hands after urinating?
Oh, yes.
No, well, like after you get a piss?
After you take a piss, yeah.
100%. I agree just from washing your hands in general.
Yeah, totally.
But actually, I'm joking, but...
He's not joking, he's not. You're no. fucking serious,
Jim. I do, I give a shit they wash in the morning. No, they...
Well, we wipe just...
I've been posh now. You see, if I wipes and clean it with... Depends. Do you just mean in general, no matter where you piss, as in holding your cock?
Yeah.
Or do you mean, like... Like if you're in the toilet and you're hitting all the things, like
because
apparently if you fucking wash your hands and then turn the tap off again, you're just getting your hands dirty.
You see, I wash the tap. I do, yeah, genuinely.
But then you, it's walking out of the fucking place. I always use my pinky. I always use my pinky finger.
Pinky.
Yes, I would like up the top.
Yep,
right.
Up the top, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Reaching for the top
and
of the door.
Leave, if I'm wearing a long sleeve top, like I'll rub it through my sleeve around it and be all. Or, yeah,
100%.
Or if I'm standing, drying my hands in the dryer and there's somebody behind me, I'll just keep going until he opens the door. And then when he opens the door, I'll turn in and put my foot and catch it.
Yeah, 100%. I do the same thing.
One of the worst things that you can do actually is eat peanuts at a bar.
Yeah, easily, yeah.
Really?
The bacteria, I don't think they even... Why I'm taking the shite, wipe these arse, and when his fingers busted through the toilet roll, went up his arse, and he dives back out, or he's half cut and forgets to wash his hands, loves a pile of nuts, then you left them after him.
I've never seen anyone forget to wash their hands. I watch guys coming out of bars.
What, 2 seconds? If it was a fucking thing of nuts sitting at the fucking bar that was for everybody, I would not be sticking my hand on them.
No.
But everybody does.
I'd stick my cock on them.
I don't.
Everybody does.
Well, you may as well if you haven't washed your hands.
Tell me, when was the last time you seen nuts at a bar, boys? Let's be honest.
I swore for about 10 years ago.
Really?
No, 10 years ago.
No, years ago in bars when you could smoke on them. Everyone fucking had nuts at a bar.
Do you know why they do it?
Why?
Do you know why the bar?
To get you to drink because they're salty.
Drink more because they're salty.
But do you know what they do now in the local pubs?
What?
They just send down the chippy for big bags of chips.
Do they?
No, do they?
And get the chips covered in salt and vinegar.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
really smart though.
They do that in the locals. They don't question. They don't dare say.
Well, I tell you what, they don't do that. My fucking local, aren't they?
Well, I can tell you boys that epidemiologist Richard Ellison says it doesn't matter what you do in the bathroom when it comes to keeping your hands clean. He says the rationale is that when toileting, it's possible to have fecal matter and fecal bacteria get onto your hands, so it's wisest to always wash with soap and water even after urinating. Neither plain water nor alcohol hand sanitizers are effective in removing fecal matter or killing bacteria in fecal matter. We all understand what fecal matter is, yeah?
No. That's the stuff that comes out of your
feces. Human shit is essentially what that is. A microbiologist at Arizona State University says fecal matter, or human shit matter, can have salmonella in it, and urine can carry a Zika, the Zika virus, plus viruses like bronchitis, the ones that cause pneumonia, even
this
meningitis.
Is,
so if you're touching the surface...
This is making me feel physically ill, to be honest.
So if you're touching the surfaces of surfaces like a toilet seat, handle, toilet paper dispenser... bathroom stall door, and then not washing your hands, you can easily pick something up very quickly.
So then now all toilets,
you can pick salmonella up.
So now all
bathrooms and hotels, bars, restaurants, coffee shops, anywhere should have automatic electric doors then.
100%. That one, I think that's why you have the sort of where you don't have to touch the stalls, you know, the motion sensored sort of flush. I think that's another.
But also
reason.
If somebody puts a seat down, you touch the seat, you're fucked.
There's a lot of places that have the seat covers now too as well.
Uh-huh.
You just pull that out, you put it over the seat. Yeah,
or you should just get really rich and not have to worry about it, and you get one end toilet, like just a washer hole and all.
Would you shit in a bar?
Do you know what? I seen a version.
It's not good for you holding it on.
No,
that's true.
It causes more.
I seen
damage,
I was younger. I used to say to my dad, "You know, I can't go to see if I went to a hotel, and it was I would feel comfortable shitting there, but see anywhere public, fuck, I hated it. But see now, you see whenever, see if I'm a wee bit drunk." Or I'm in a bar and I'm like, I'm not going home. Like, I need to go to the fucking bar. And I need to go somewhere like a disabled toilet. No, it sounds really bad. I'm fucking holding the disabled toilet.
But that's
right. But it's not being used. Have you ever done that? Have you ever checked out and been like, right, there's nobody in a wheelchair? And then you go into the
Do you know what? I was in the Belfast airport, and their city airport, and I went, I'm dying for a shite here, and I needed to go under the toilet. So I went to the disabled one, and lo and behold, in the middle of it, all I heard was, I mean, knocking the door. I thought, fuck.
Did you walk out with a lamp?
Do you know what? That's going to sound really bad, but I walked out and made it out as if I was a wee bit injured.
Microbes.
No, I didn't. I came out and I said, sorry, I've got a problem with my leg. And that was it.
Played a football match.
Microbes spread lightning fast. Studies have actually been conducted where subjects walk into their home covered in germs, and within 4 hours, those viruses and germs covered 90% of their house. So that's how effective they are at sort of transmitting themselves in multiple
houses. I have a housekeeper, though.
Well, here, I'll tell you something now. See, whenever every Christmas time or every winter time comes around, I always get that, what do you call it again? What's the name of it?
Flu.
Norovirus.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
I got it there 2 years ago. Now I moved under this house that I'm on.
Shite jeans, lad.
No, what?
Shite jeans. What not mean? The ones you're wearing.
All right.
Your body. You know what I mean? Look at his clothes.
No.
His fucking deer.
I didn't know what the fuck he's on about. No, I tell you what it is. I moved under this house that I've been living on now for the last 2 years. The people who were in before me was like a fucking old couple. The house has been hasn't been touched up since fucking 1984. 10 years before I was born. So it's pretty fucking old. But ever since I've been in that house, every Christmas time, I just fucking, what, I was lying in bed one night, woke up in the middle of the night, I was like, what the fuck, why am I awake for? And I was like, I'm going to be sick. Up, should have toilet. I didn't stop boking for 6 hours.
Boking is throwing up for Americans, yes. Or vomiting.
Whitey.
Well, Sally Bloomfield, a hand hygiene researcher and honorary professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, says, people think it's trivial, but hand washing can be one of the first lines of defense against antibiotic resistance. Think about it. If you're not passing along germs and therefore infections, that means a lot less people are getting sick and needing antibiotics, which we know that antibiotics are starting to get weaker. They're stopping working thanks to the people overusing them and GPs over prescribing them. Well, the virus has become resistant to the antibiotics due to developing their own immune system. We're basically vaccinating the bacteria and the viruses that we get with antibiotics by overusing them. And the fear is that one day that could become a super bug, you know, and then we'll need super antibiotics, you know.
So we all that thing about the. About cleaning your hands after getting a piss and taking a shit. So what about all them super freaks on porn? You get let fellas piss in their mouth now.
Are you one of those?
No.
Are you Jordan?
No, but
right, well. Day breaks like an arrow on a heart of stone. You keep one eye on the sparrow and one on home. When there's no space in this place for the things you know, you just wait and the arms are fade with a seed you sown. Oh, won't you carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? Carry, carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? Oh, won't you carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? Carry, carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? Where I belong. How can it mean so much when you feel so numb? Take a look around you now, you're not the only one. Find a consolation at the dawn of this frustration and pull yourself together now for better days to come. I want you carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? I carry, carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? I want you carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? I carry, carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? Somewhere I can stay. Won't you carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? Carry, carry, won't you carry, won't you carry me on? The Bloody Basement Podcast, I'm Mr. Black, and that was Our Native State with a lovely little original song called Carry Me On. You can check out Our Native State and the links in the description down below. We're talking about things that can happen if you don't wash your hands. And we just did number 5, so number 6, you can get diarrhea, right? I think that's pretty understandable. Number 7, you can get the Epstein-Barr virus.
What the fuck's that?
You don't know what the Epstein-Barr virus is, do you, Joe?
No.
Mononucleosis,
mono,
same thing.
Mono, is that about Oasis or something?
No.
A Coldplay? No, it's Oasis.
Mono, what?
You're hanging a Bono with a U2.
Bono, oh my god.
I can't even.
For fuck's sake.
What the fuck?
There's
what's
no point. I don't know why.
What the fuck's here?
There's fucking 5 episodes of this shit, you know.
Mono from U2?
This is the fifth episode.
I knew you'd have a bite.
Aye, right. He's got all his up there. He doesn't know what he's on. Oh,
this is the fifth episode of bullshit. I don't know why I do it. I don't know why I get paid for it. It's ridiculous.
What's this virus? You know about then?
Epstein-Barr virus, also known as mononucleosis or mono. It's also known as the kissing bug. When I was growing up in school, we used to get it from kissing, and it fucks you up for
it's
7 months or so.
It's his cousin. What?
It's your cousin.
No, it's Bono's cousin, Mono.
No, Epstein-Barr, Emmett. It's Emmett's cousin.
Barr. Barr.
Epstein Barr, Epstein Farr, Epstein Barr, Epstein Farr.
That's all his sisters you're naming.
Aye. No, so it's this shitty fucking, I think it's a viral infection. And I mean, it can last 7 months and you just feel like shit, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah, muscle sore. You don't want to go out. You can't really get up and do anything. It's a nightmare. My mother had it actually. Fucking, and she didn't kiss anybody. It's a weird thing. So she must not have washed her hands. There you are, Mom. Now you know what you got.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Number 8, you can contribute to antibiotic resistance, which is what we were just talking about. So not washing your hands in the toilet.
Surely a watch like this here with a leather strap could be fucking heathen with bacteria.
100%. I mean, and I think...
Not if, it's a, if you ever got a real one.
No, this is real, lad.
No, it's not, lad.
Oh, definitely is real.
It's not, lad.
Dude, this is Paul O'Keefe's son. It's real. Definitely real. Stolen, but real.
Stolen, but real.
Mr. Black Pastas.
Bloody Basement Podcast.
Public pools, let's talk about them. Did you know public pools may have up to 20 gallons of pee in them, according to a new study? Did you know that?
Well,
do you still swim in them?
I still push in them. I'm 31.
You know it takes chlorine like up to 45 minutes to a couple hours to kill any of that shit. Right, so.
We can sit here and look at all these facts and go, fuck, but I still swim. We've been doing it for fucking years. And I'll tell you, the pools have got cleaner. See, seesaw pools. They're actually now what's coming in.
Why don't you just go on the sea?
Because most people don't like going to the beach.
But why? The, why? I
don't like going to the beach. I prefer to swim in the pool.
Do you?
110%.
Yeah, no, why do you see all the daddies on the beach?
I don't swim in the...
You've got a wife. Fuck up.
So? No, no, we wonder what's happening. It's like saying, oh, lad, don't be looking at those shoes. You have a pair on you.
There's 50 Cent again coming up. He's a window shopper.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
don't wash his hands. Thanks, he's Stan. He's a window shopper.
True.
He does think he's Stan, though. Partial Mathers over here. Nate Ryan said on Twitter, there are two types of people in the world. There's people who pee in pools and people who lie about peeing in pools. Oh, and I can contest that easily.
I always like a good... Whenever you go, you kind of go into the sea. I do go to the beach sometimes. When you get under the sea and you just stand there and you're just going, this is great. And you feel the warm pish coming out around you.
But is that bad? I mean, there's...
No, it's not.
There's loads of organisms in the sea that are pishing and pooing and all kinds of shit in the sea.
But is it dead? No one's ever died from it.
That's their house.
Well, you shit in my house.
Yeah, but I flush it and clean up after.
Do you shit in a lot of people's houses? You are a dick.
I can't.
I have a mate, right, who literally every time he comes round to my house, he shits in my house.
I would shit anywhere.
I find that disrespectful. Shit in your own house.
I would do that. Are you serious?
Shit in your own house.
I don't mind. I've shit
in your house before.
So what do you...
You farted in my house once.
I can't get my head around that.
When?
When we were training in here, you had a Domino's the night before. It was fucking stinking. Had to open every door and window.
What?
I can't get my head around that. Did you actually have a friend? Never mind somebody shitting in your house.
That's not fucking you, man.
Seriously,
that's not you, man. You just pick me up on taxis. Hey, tell me, here, you know, are you going to go for a pint? Fuck up, Joe.
First day,
I'm still waiting for you to take me in for a pint.
Brilliant. I don't know what to say. I genuinely don't shit in other people's houses, but I don't mind if somebody else does in mine. So I don't like
every time this boy came round to my house.
And he's shitting.
He just shit. Like, it wasn't even like, it was like, I'm on the door and he had to go to the toilet. And I'm like,
maybe he doesn't have a toilet.
Just do your own house. You were there in your house about 10 minutes ago.
Well, that's what it's for.
Maybe he doesn't have a toilet.
Whenever he said, you're telling me now, I love my girlfriend and I have a stepson. Now, every time he comes round my woman, as they smell his shit.
Like, he's not got a window in your bathroom?
Well, yeah,
no, that's what I'm saying. He said, boy, tell you what, doesn't open the window. Tell you what, there's a door open or not?
No, that's stinking. You know I mean? No, that's not
good. And you're going, I see you come on and there's no smell.
Have you sprayed something or cleaned it?
Cleaned it. I don't mind that. But see you come around and fucking, I hate that.
But you wouldn't let him come around. It's just, no.
No, I'm not going to go outside now, just.
like a backyard.
And like you're just out there with a fucking rest animal. Let's go.
Just take him a walk. Do you put a collar on him? And we harness.
Take a shake.
Oh, no way. A study from the University of Alberta found that urine levels in hot tubs were 3 times higher than levels of most peafold poles tested. Can you believe that? So what do you think about that?
Well,
and plus, they're warm. They're warm, so bacteria grows a bit better in warm environments, doesn't it? I wouldn't want to have sex in a hot tub. Maybe on the side of it, maybe in the hot tub room, but not in the actual hot tub or swimming pool.
Hot tub room?
You know, like most... Well, apart from the hot tub I had, most people have a room for the hot tub, I would say. You know, but... No, no, I wouldn't want to be in the water and doing that. No, definitely not.
What, splashing about everywhere?
No, that sounds good. The splashing part's great, but just the water shooting up her vagina, I don't know if I would like that.
But sure, it's the same as having a fucking... Oh, do you mean
a douche? Yeah, those aren't
good anymore. That deep inside you, like, it definitely could be good for you.
Jordan, you played something live for us the last time you were on the podcast. You've got a few people here with you today. You're going to play live for us again, but yes, you've got a few other things with you. You got some other instruments around you now.
I've got a guy here playing the piano and another guy playing the cajon.
Fuck.
So we're going to have a nice wee live session here, and I'm going to play a song called Perfect For Me, which is kind of wrote about in a relationship. Well, it could be about your friend too, that you have all these problems and you're always out late and you're fucking don't text you back and you're calm as muck, but you're still perfect for me and I love you.
That's great, man. So this is going to be the first proper live session we've had in the Bloody Basement podcast. Mm-hmm. Joe's going to love that. You're going to love that, aren't you, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
You'll fucking love it.
No, I will, man. And if all jokes aside, if there's anything we can do when regardless of hearing it, no, honestly, we've just over 22,000 likes on Contact Media's page. We'll share if you hang no bar and check out all your page.
Same here with us, man. Well, let's hear it. We'll pipe down now so you guys can kick off. This is Perfect For Me, an original song by Jordan O'Keefe on the Bloody Basement podcast.
You're always late and I don't like your mates. You're raging cause you've had no sleep. Your comment is a mark and you drink way too much. But I know that you're perfect for me. When you're out on the lash and you spend all my cash, my friends say you like a disease. But they don't know you like I do. And I know that you're all that I need. And I love you. Yes, I love you. But I know that you're perfect for me. Make me sleep on the couch in my own damn house. Make it beg on my hands and knees. When it blows over, I want you to know that I know that you're perfect for me. And I love you. Yes, I love you. Yeah, you're coming as my candy drink way too much. But I know perfect for me. Oh, oh, oh. You be shy, we shy, we throw things apart. And you reach 100 degrees. When you cool down, you're the best in town. And God, you're just perfect for me. And I love you. Yes, I love you. Yeah, you're coming as my guinea drink way too much. But I know that you're perfect for me. And I love you. Yes, I love you. Yeah, you're coming as my guinea drink way too much. I know that you're perfect.
Fuck, Jordan, fellas, that was fucking lovely. Joe, what do you think of that?
Great song, hey. Definitely brilliant, I have to say. Well done, man.
It's a pleasure to have you come on here and play for us.
Hard work pays off, I'll tell you.
Well, guys, it was lovely to have you on the podcast. It's great. I think the way we'll finish this up today is we've had a bit of your music, Jordan. Another friend of mine from Derry is Glenn Rossborough, who's just released a track, and I think we'll play that now. Lovely. We all know Glenn. Glenn's a nice guy. It's been lovely.
No, I enjoyed it, man. It was good to see you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, guys. It's like a small reunion. The next podcast actually will be a reunion, which will come out next week. So thank you guys for sticking around. My name's Mr. Black, the Bloody Basement Podcast. Jordan O'Keefe with the lovely tracks and the music, and Joe with the Joe.
Fuck everybody. And you're fucking fusing.
Shout out Contact Media. You can find Jordan on Twitter, Jordan O'Keefe. Is it just Jordan O'Keefe?
No, Jordy O'Keefe, and you can find Jordy me on O'Keefe Facebook. On Twitter. I'm having a bit of a problem with the Facebook page, but...
But your Twitter's active, isn't
Twitter's
it?
Twitter's going, Instagram as well, which is Jordan O'Keefe Official.
Okay, cool. I'll click links to all that. You can send them to me. I'll put them in the description below.
I'm not sending them to you, just you Google them. I'm too busy. Brought you out there. Yeah, man.
Right, I'm Mr. Black. This is the Bloody Basement Podcast. It's been a pleasure. Join me next week as we talk with an Oxford scientist and champion swimmer. You don't want to miss that. And we're going to leave you with this, an amazing track by an artist called Rossborough. He's a good friend of mine. He lives right down the road and he's making big waves in music. I think Rossborough's so good that he could sing anything. He could sing Bingo. He could sing Three Blind Mice. But either way, this is it. Beautiful track. Check out the links in the description to find out where you can get it. We'll see you next week on the Bloody Basement Podcast. Peace out.
Kicking up dust in this new terrain. So unfamiliar, but I'm already sick.
Basement Podcast
by Mr. Black Pasta.